Unless you want to stay.
We're only gonna be here for a little while. This is when you were gonna make your speech about what you want.
We call a meeting of the council, meeting and budget hearing to order Wednesday, June the 5th at 6:15. We have a quorum. And are there any public comments?
Just one, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Thomas Headley from Bend, Central West Engineering. Thrilled to be on board with you for your project in sidewalk improvements. That's the last thing.
Thank you.
So thank you for the opportunity.
I'll open a budget hearing on the 2013-14 budget. Staff overview.
Okay. You have the budget before you, and this is the budget that was recommended by the budget committee, which included you and four citizens, because we were short a spot. And they recommended approval, and we have copies here for any of the public that wants a copy, and the notice was put in the newspapers and noticed for this evening. Now, we're not going to take a vote tonight. This is a chance for the public to comment. We'll actually vote next Wednesday on the budget.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you already saw it. So, and we can note that there in parentheses here, it does say $1.99 is our maximum allowed, but it's actually $1.98. However, the budget's figured at $1.93. We have 5 more cents per thousand that the city has the right to levy if they chose it.
Okay. Is that it for?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll open it to public comment. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and go to council deliberations.
Then we got a couple of resolutions at some point.
Yeah.
There's that.
They're
that's after
they're
the,
behind here.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as deliberations, I want to talk about the youth employment service program that was in the budget at $7,500. And it's a program to provide employment to our youth that are in high school and in the community. And it was a stipend to allow the program to get started. The YES program is basically outlined then that an organization accepts the responsibility to manage the program. So what they do is they register the kids that are in high school that want to work, and I'm going to use Park and Rec in this case because I took this program last year to the chamber and they didn't want to do it. So I've taken it to Park and Rec, and Park and Rec is willing to do it. So they, somebody out there, and how I had this drafted up was seniors, in the beginning, seniors and nonprofit organizations would be able to use these high school students in labor of some fashion following the normal labor rules. And they would set up the program and manage it for a fee. So let's just break it down. Setting up a program, Park and Rec, and I've talked to Bob Schultz at Park and Rec, and it's he feels there is a need, and I do too, a need for a block of money to help set it up. And setting it up would mean how to manage it, how to register the kids, how to keep the paperwork, and how to keep the names of who are qualified and who aren't. And once that gets going, then they would work with the high school to have these kids sign up for work. And when somebody called in to Park and Rec saying, hey, I need somebody, a YES kid to come to my house and clean my yard, or to box up stuff, and it's just general labor, and we're not forced, but we're required to pay minimum wage, so I think that's not from $9.05, and so for every hour that the kid works, and part of the program would be that the kids could only work 4 hours at a time, and for every hour that the kids worked and they managed it, Park and Rec would get, say, $1, $1.50 as a management fee, and then the recipient of the work would pay the high school student whatever the minimum wage was. I know that when I saw this program working in California, and I used it a lot, the city actually paid, I think, in those days it was about $7 was minimum wage in California. The city paid the chamber there X amount per hour, and they paid. They also paid about $1 per hour against the minimum wage. So, what
say
I'm
saying,
they paid like the minimum wage $7.
Okay.
The city paid $1 of that $7. They also paid $1, I think it was $1.25 per hour to the chamber to manage that kid, getting him, you know, getting the phone call, getting the kid on board to do the work, coming in, picking up the paperwork to go out to that house or out to that business and do the work, and then coming back to the office to get paid. But I'm sorry. Actually, the people he did the work for had to pay him a set amount, and they knew what that was. So in this case, they had to pay $6. The city paid $1, and that was the $7 minimum wage that the kid got. So let me give you a scenario here. It's $9.05. We could pay Park and Rec, I don't know, $2, $2.50 an hour, whatever we decide that they feel is reasonable. We could pay $1.50 on the minimum wage, and then the residents or the nonprofits that use the students would pay the difference between $9.05 and $1.50 the city paid. I think it's a valuable program to do something for our youth. There is no employment around here in any way, shape, or form. And if there is, it's minimal. And this is work that is almost unskilled. I mean, there's one thing to have an internship at a business, and that's a valuable program in itself. I know one of our counselors' business uses high school students, if I'm not mistaken. And that's like an internship. But this is for a kid that doesn't have the opportunity for an internship, and it's just not out there, and there are only so many in this town anyway. But he can go to Park and Rec, sign up to work, and Park and Rec will call him and say, hey, I've got a job, it's 2 hours long, it's at this address, and you have to be there by 8:00. Of course, he's already registered with Park and Rec, got his parental consent and all of that for him to work, and then he goes out and works. They pay him the 2 hours minus the amount the city, let's say it's $1.50, and then when he gets back to Park and Rec pays him $1.50 to make up the difference of the minimum wage, and then the Park and Rec bills the city for the 2 hours, let's say we're giving them a dollar and a half per hour to manage it, bill them, they bill the city for the $3 for the 2 hours, and then the difference between the minimum wage and what he got paid by the user, which is, let's say, a buck and a half. So it's $4.50 that the, is that right? It's a buck and a half per hour?
Maybe.
2 hours, three, and...
Mayor, I think that this probably isn't going to get into the weeds on how it all works. I think it's more of two, I mean, you have two or three things. You spend some time on the philosophy of it, if it's or priority of it for the city in the budget. Secondly, you would have to cut, the budget is balanced as it is, so if you put $7,500, you need to tell us where that $7,500 comes out of. There is no miscellaneous fund to just do that. So, you know, this is a budget meeting, budget hearing. So that's really what you'll have to figure out, you know.
Okay, let me just say this. Rick is right in that this is a philosophy of having a program that will put kids to work. There are the details of how that will work, and we need to say, do we want to do that as the council? And if we say we want to do that, then we need to look at the budget and find where we can find this $7,500 and change the budget.
It's not in the budget at this point.
Mr. Mayor, you know, I love the idea or the concept of it, but our budget is set. I'd use another word, but we're in a public meeting, so I can't use it, but I don't feel comfortable changing our budget when we're at this point in the process. I know we've had a discussion about this concept and everything, and I'm for it. I still don't agree with, or I have concerns, let me put it that way, with the way it operates. You know, we discussed last year with the chamber operating it. That's me, I'm sorry. That's my and now Park and Rec, I think Park and Rec is probably the person that should be the lead on it, and the city probably following up on it. I don't think, and I haven't heard from anyone from Park and Rec that has embraced this. I mean, I need more flat. I don't think this is the right time to mess with our budget.
Well, I'd like to ask the city manager, if we decided that we wanted to do this, where would we find the money?
What?
I mean, give us some ideas about, I mean, you know the
Well, what you would do is, you would not spend it in some other category. If something the council wants to do in July, obviously you can't do it now, but just you approve the budget and then, you know, you find something in there. You know, like say we have 5,000 community was 20 grand last year. City improvement, $5,000. Well, there's $5,000. If you say we're going to zero that out, we're just not going to spend any money there. You know, maintenance. Well, you know, that's you don't know what you're going to spend on everything, so you end up kind of working your way through and try to make memberships and subscriptions. Well, maybe that's 5,000. Meetings and travel. You just say, well, you know, we're not going to the mayor's conference next year. We're just doing the Leave Oregon Cities. That saves $1,000. I mean, that's the kind of thing you do to say, since you prioritize the programs. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of
I think we're too late for that at this stage.
Well, I'm disappointed in this. I didn't bring this up before because I actually, the general idea was is that bringing on the interim city manager, and he had his head down, and I wasn't about to interfere with getting that budget together by bringing up some question like this. I thought we'd have time to bring that to the...
We should have done it in the budget committee meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, when you could change things
and
easier, you know, Steve, the original budget that you were presented with had 20 some pages of all kinds of things that were funded, and they were 3/4 of those aren't here, and that particular issue didn't come up, didn't resonate high to me based on I hear all of you all the time and just in your meetings and things, and I knew that the lead, in other words, we had a subcommittee working on the economic development deal. We had 10 community people and we met for months. That was pretty obvious. That was a priority to the city. So you're safe putting it in. This project, while I've heard you talk about it, I've never had it come up with others. And it never came up at a council meeting. No subcommittee had worked on it. So it just kind of, in my mind, when I put it together, it was just, it was along with lots of other, like I say, there were pages of things that aren't in the budget. But that's where you have those budget committee meetings. People need to try to speak up.
Other counselors? Karen?
Now, because I work for the senior center, and this would be a good program, but I would like to know who would pay the insurance on it.
Because
it does take extra insurance in order to have the children come work at the center.
I know in California you had to have your property insurance for people that worked in your yards.
You also
and you
have
to
have
take,
another.
You know, the people that use the program also have to go down to, I'm going to say, Park and Rec and sign up and provide their insurance. And so that's where the insurance was covered. I know I did that. Greg, anything?
I just, we had the money in the budget last year. How much of that money was actually used by kids getting involved in it?
It
never got off the ground. Oh, okay.
So that becomes carryover.
That's because the chamber didn't want to do it, right?
Well, after a long period of time of talking about it, they finally said no, they didn't want to do it. Then the idea was to move to somebody else that would do it. So I went to Park and Rec. And Park and Rec's enthusiastic about doing it. However, I'll be very frank, there were other problems that were important on my mind at that time, and I didn't devote as much time as I could have, I should have, to the program. And so that just rolled right down into the point where the budget went off into left field, and we had to get it together overnight. And I will admit that I should have said something in the planning, the budget committee meetings, and I didn't.
Well, and, not going, saying, well, you forgot this, shame on you, and we all forgot about it, shame on all of us. But I think there's still structure that needs to be put into it. Like insurance, who's going to manage? We don't even know for sure if Park and Rec wants to do it.
I think we need the money there available before we put the structure together, other than the philosophy of it is making jobs available. So I don't know.
But then where do we take the money from? This has already been through you know, the process. And unfortunately, we're all at fault. We, or at least I'll share with you, we both forgot about it. And I mean, I'm darn it the first one to stand there. I just had this argument, another heavy discussion this afternoon about employing youth. But now I have to say to that person, you messed up.
Well, one solution is that you just leave this alone, because if you don't spend money, it's in there. So the community involvement or city improvement, I mean, it's not defined. So, you know, if the program gets off the ground for next year, for June, because, you know, what my thing is that I don't, to be very honest, I don't see this program off the ground with a kid employed this summer. And so you actually have lots of time anyway, because there's a lot of details. All the things you mentioned, I didn't know that's how it worked, which means there has to be someone that's going to coordinate the groups who need the kid. Then you have to say, okay, you got to pay your $2 an hour. You have to collect that. I mean, whatever this is, because you had sharing of the business that they go to pay something. The city kicks in something, and in your case, someone else puts in something. And so someone requires, you know, say, hey, we got 5 kids, they're 17 years old, this is their skill level. Community, call us if you need a kid for 2 hours. Then you're gonna have an agreement with that person or something that says, okay, you use them for 2 hours, you gotta kick us back $5. You know, probably release forms and what's, like, again, can they drive, do you have to deliver them? Who is the boss of this person? And you will also have to pay unemployment and everything in taxes. So it's, while it's 9-something an hour, it's probably 12 or 13 an hour.
I think there's a way around the, when I talk to, I mean, I don't know. Okay, there's detail. You're right.
So. And all I know is that $7,500 divided by 5 kids divided by $12 or $13 an hour cost is not a lot of hours. And so it's not a summer job. It'd be like a 2-week job for 5 kids. So if you actually start figuring it all out, and I think that we're a little late in the summer has begun. Kids are out of school in a week.
Some are already out.
Are they? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard. And then Bob can't just go start this program. His board would have to approve it.
Right.
Well, they meet once a month. And so I just don't know how, if like I said, if they were doing the program and came to us and said, would you contribute some money toward a program we're doing as a partner? That means, you know, they're figuring it all out and they're doing it. But if we're the driver, then it's harder to get the other side moving if, in fact, and when I did talk to Bob, actually, and we're going to meet next week to go over quite a few projects, but I did talk to him in person, and he says it's let's see, he wants to be very delicate in his response, very guarded in his response, and I asked him about it and what his knowledge and what all he knew about it and, you know, their level of interest and everything. He said that it has not come to their board. They are swamped, and that he, if you asked him today, he has no staff to work on this program at all. So he didn't know how. So that means then the $7,500 is going to have to go for some overhead at the Parks Department or some boss or supervisor. And, you know, his quote to me today at 3 o'clock in his office was, he does not have the staff to take this program on. It has not been listed as a priority. They're doing a goal setting, and they're going to talk about all kinds of programs. And this, at this point, had just never come up, and it's not there. Therefore, he's running, he said, 10 directions. That's what he said.
I will concede that we can move on to the idea that we need to put structure around this and put it around it over the next year. And I'd like to ask the council to seriously remember this, that this, with structure on, I saw it work. It works great, and it is beneficial. because it is something we can do as a small town for our youth, and then and be prepared next budget cycle to seriously consider setting some kind of allocation based upon a full structured program being presented to everybody.
Well, and because I did have a talk with the city manager, and our thought and some other folks that I've talked with is let's get a hold of the Crescent Ranger District because they already have a program in place.
The YCC
program. And somehow we can support that program because they do employ kids from Lapine. So that would be a way of...
I think that has basis for figuring out what the structure could be. Yeah, I do.
Well, and just let them manage it. I mean, this is all for another discussion.
No, it is, and that's great. That's great input. So, with that, I will ask us to move on and lay that on the table with the comments I've made for next year. So we are.
This is for council. This is your council, basically kind of council deliberation. Did we close the public hearing? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And there's no vote tonight.
No.
So
just need to make sure that all your councilmen have spoke on the budget, not just that item.
Okay.
Resolutions, don't they?
Oh yeah. We're closing the public hearing, not the resolutions.
We're just in discussion. So is there any council discussion around the budget?
I just think it's a lot has gone into it. And like you said earlier, that the interim city manager had a lot to do on short notice, and the budget committee did an excellent job of supporting the interim city manager in getting this document ready for us tonight. So I think everyone did an excellent job on it, and I'm satisfied with how it's presented.
I am satisfied as well.
Karen?
I like it. I understood it. Made sense. I asked the question that I wanted to ask earlier about the rodeo and the Frontier Days, because I feel that they bring more people into our area than any other program that's out there.
You need
there.
To restate it, because actually, to get it on record, what your thought was.
Yeah. So I would like to see it go in as a line item next year. We don't want to change it now. It's too late. But
explain. I would
like to see them as a line item being specified a certain amount that's set aside for Frontier Days and for the rodeo.
If you go to page 6. In the LB 10, page 6. Page 6, LB 10, tourism. So down on line 3 where it says tourism promotion and events under requirements, see the $10,000, or line 2, the $5,000 above it. So what it means.
What page is this?
Page 6.
LB 10. I've got special fund sources, tourism.
Yep.
It says page 1.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Mine says page 6. She handed it to me.
Everything says page 1.
Oh, okay.
And go to tourism. LB 10, okay. Tourism.
Tourism. Okay.
So go down, I'm assuming line 3, or line 2, where it says community fund, 5,000, and tourism, 10.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll wait till everyone's there.
Okay.
We're not all there.
Okay. Under requirements, okay.
Keep going.
We're not all there yet.
Okay.
4, and it'll be your fifth page.
You find it?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There.
Second.
So go down to 2 and 3 where the 5,000 and 10,000 is.
Yeah.
Under the requirements. What I hear her saying is you could go to line 4, say, and pencil in Lapine Rodeo or whatever you know. And then what you would do is, you could put that, say, at $2,500, if that's what you wanted to give, and then the 10 could become 7,500. You know, it's the same amount of money. We don't have any more money to spend. It's just specifically allocated. You know. And there are lots of cities that do that on a couple major deals. If you went to New Mexico and they do the big balloon rally, it's very possible in that budget you may find the Portland Rose Festival. They may have 100,000 to the Rose Festival. That does not mean that all the things they give to gets a line item. But there could be some major that are bigger than everything else that you're prioritizing as a community, that it's getting money, and that they know they're getting that money. There are some advantages that depolitics it a little. You don't go through it. Now again, you do not, this is in this community, you're only talking one or two things you really want to do that to, but it's not illegal. It's people do it. So as a councilman, you're saying that's what you would like to see. It's done. Lapine just hasn't done it that way. You do not want to take and have 10 things listed, however, because then you lose your discretion. That's
the part I'm having troubles with, is losing the discretion to say how much you're going to give this year or next year. You get, you know, I'm just thinking of also the other organizations that could come forward and say, well, you do it for them. You know, I'm granted that we're talking about two specific, but I've also got concerns about the structure in the organizations and the cities. I know I'm a keeper of the citizens' tax dollars, and if I can't, if we're going to give them money, I'm going to just say Rodeo and Frontier Days. That's because that's the two. If we're going to give them money and we're going to put it in the budget, I think we have a serious responsibility to make sure that they manage their funds properly. And I will say it right now that I don't think that's the case.
Well, one of the things we could do, regardless of whether it's line item or lumped, we could, on those major ones, those couple, we could request, when they make their request, a copy of their tax return.
I'd like to see an audit too. But
well, that's getting probably too deep in the weeds. Generally, that would be not customary. You'd have to, I would say first look at the financial returns and see what that shows, because that goes to the IRS, that goes to Department of Justice. And it would show income, expenses, how much, if a board member receives compensation, that's all part of that tax return.
Okay.
We could ask for that. That's public.
I just think before we do it, I think that we ought to, before we do a line item, I mean, we can always, the intent of the council, and this is for all the council, the intent of the council is that we're going to support these organizations. But I think before we actually put a line item in the budget for those organizations, we ought to have a very good understanding of how they operate. So,
maybe.
Well, and that'll go before the whole budget committee.
If we do that.
To discuss that.
Right.
So not just the council, it'll be before the whole budget committee.
We could, through the winter, if you wanted, we could invite the budget committee to come to a work session with the council and have those two organizations come an hour apart and have a work session on those two nonprofits, if that's what the council wanted to learn about. Who's your board? How do you elect them? When do you meet? And have them show a financial and say, we just want to know about it. We're spending a lot of money. You know, there's some political risk in that for you guys. I'll just say that. But
but it's prudent. I think it's prudent if we're going to expend, tax dollars, yeah, then we ought to be able to ask them, how do you hold your elections? That whole thing around. And I think a council and a budget committee work session.
Without getting personal about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But like you were saying, we need another meeting, and that would be a good one to
we could do that in January or something. Because I think you want, if we wait till May and June, you're going to be too rushed, and they're already making plans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so maybe that would just be a, you know, and because they're, and they're wanting more money, when you used to give them 500 bucks, you could say, well, less level of review. If you start asking for $2,500, the reviews are higher.
And there better come a point where they better not be asking for any.
Well, but that's why some groups put it in the budget, because that's what we're getting. Yeah. Just what we did with the chamber this year, that's what we're getting. It doesn't become 3 and 32 and 36. That's what we're comfortable laying out.
It should reach a point where it's zero.
Well. Not that won't happen. I mean,
I agree with that. I mean, my thoughts are along the same line. I think that's fine. I also think that when we give this money, we ought to see what we're getting in return. Because I would use the rodeo as an example. You know, we give them, let's say, $1,500. What did we voted last year? Last fall, they came in and wanted $1,600. They wanted $600. We had $600 in the budget, and we wound up giving them $1,500. Mm-hmm. Well, then we get a then they wanted us something to do about a banner, you know, for the, you know, I mean. We ought to have a definition of everything we're going to get. For this money, we will get a bucking chute banner, or is there anything wrong with that? I mean, it ought to be described of what we're going to get.
Well,
without them coming back and saying, "Hey, do you want a banner? It's $500 this year."
Usually, there's a sponsorship level.
That's what I'm after. I'm after a sponsorship level, and this is what we'll get as that kind of sponsor.
The political side of it kind of is, I guess, the only advice I would give you all is you pick your fights, and if it's a big community event, you have to, the council members can't run everything, and you donate to those events. And if they're overall generally successful in your mind, be careful getting into everything, because I think there's a danger, because you set yourself up then for enemies all over town that then cause the city trouble, and you have to decide, you know, you were elected to run the city, and you make a contribution to these events, and they have their own internal problems that you know about, and because you're in a small town, you know more than you should. And you know, that's the only danger.
I don't want to know anything.
Well, you know, that's the only thing.
I understand all that, but still, we're dealing with public funds, and I think we ought to have some oversight over it. So, yeah. And this is a discussion we can have in January.
Yeah. And you have.
Exactly.
Any further comments?
I only brought it up because a lot of people have asked why we don't give them more money, why it all goes to the chamber, why they get such a small amount when they bring in the most revenue to the city. That's the only reason I ask. The taxpayers constantly say to me, what do I get for my tax dollar? What do you do for me? What do you do with your money? And I haven't even been here more than 2 days when they were asking that question. So I just thought maybe we could put them in as a light on them down the road. I didn't mean it today.
Oh, you're fine. Are discussions fine. We have. Okay. Are there any further comments? Deliberations. Then
you will bring it back for approval next Wednesday. Never mind voting.
Right, and we will bring this back next Wednesday.
Well, actually, it'll just be a
June 12th for a vote.
That's correct.
Approval of resolution number 2013-07. Resolution declaring that municipal services provided by the City of La Pine.
Yeah, this is a requirement, that you, in order to have a city in Oregon, You have to write X amount of services.
Right.
And back when before we had sewer and water, we were doing contracts and things. But of course, now with sewer and water, it's actually that much easier. And so you'll notice that they have the seven categories, and that you have to have four of them, and then our four are listed. And so we meet the requirement we did before. So this is simply a resolution we need approved, and then we send it to the state. It goes with the budget. And that, I think it's part of actually how we get revenue sharing.
Yeah.
It's another part of that.
Is there a motion declaring the municipal services provided by the city of Lapine?
I move that we accept and approve resolution number 2013-07.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did I hear an aye out of you?
I was just wondering, should this be
a resolution?
Yeah.
Ordinance. Aye.
Okay. Let the record reflect that it's unanimous. Opposed? It's unanimous.
Vote on that one now, so don't say.
Okay. And now?
Well, here's a call for
yeah. Item five is approval of six is approval of resolution number 2013-08, a resolution declaring the city's election to receive state revenues for fiscal year 2013 and 2014.
So moved.
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect it's unanimous. And now we'll go to public comment.
Douglas Ward, Pine Drive, Lapine City resident. I just want to make two comments. One real easy one on the transient room tax. You know, I, as my own personal opinion and no one else's, I don't think it's being handled in the proper way. I think that giving all the money to one entity and letting them dole it out is not proper. I don't see where there is any accountability, where the chamber is getting back to the council and saying I spent this. I would make a recommendation that you seriously consider going back to the three-person committee, made up of two city residents and a member of the chamber, where those organizations would go to the committee, request, the committee would make a decision and send it to you for your approval or disapproval, payment or change. However you want to do it, I think it needs to be changed. And my second comment is, congratulations, Mr. Mayor, on your cleanup day.
Ah.
You guys did a great job. You had a lot of people out there. You cleaned up a lot of stuff, and you did a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any further public comment? Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Staff comment.
Really just budget related, nothing. So we'll have a bunch next week. On Tuesday. Where are you on Tuesday? When do you leave your trip?
Oh, I'm just going Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Then Tuesday we'll have our public works meeting, and we'll go over all of our projects. I just was working on the agenda today, so we'll go through from all the sidewalks and the lighting things. I actually had a great discussion on the lighting, which I feel good about, because I had never yet got my arms around the mid-state, what their role would be, and you know, these guys have talked about it for months, and so I went over and met with Tom Weller today, and I call it the new Darwin, and the old Darwin was there, so we had the new and the old. And he didn't want to be called the new Darwin because he said he's not going to go to all the meetings the old Darwin did, so we better be ready for that. But he was a Pacific Power guy, so he knew kind of how cities do a lot of this. And, they're going to do that. I'll tell you, I think we're going to get a good. So we'll, bottom line is, I was figuring we have to spend, I was figuring $3,000 or $5,000 per light install and over on any of these, because if you go build the sonotube, I don't know, but the base, and you run the power up in them, and you buy the light for a couple grand, and you know, you get up to $5,000, $4,000 pretty quick. And mid-state, like over in Huntington Meadows, we picked out the five locations, three of which were on the road committee's list, and then we added two more, but they can go in and they're going to give us that $1,250 credit per light, hook right into the lines, and they're actually going to do a, they sink it, the pole. It'll be a metal pole, not a wood one, but they actually will drill, sink them down in. There is no concrete board, and we'll probably be able to pick these up for less than $2,000 a piece. So that's pretty nice. And then we'll pay our rental at $950 a month per light. And so that was kind of exciting. The other thing we talked about, they're going to give me a price, but again, you on your public works list, you had a couple, three of them on Fenton View. I put down my Ross Road earlier, and I realized I was getting my roads mixed up. But Finley View, which goes to the industrial park, that's your busy road. Trucks and kids and what? What? So, is it Finley View? I don't know.
Yeah, it is Finley View, but that needs to change.
The name?
Or the road? The use of that road should not be used by trucks.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I don't know about that. They're using it. So we're going to go ahead and put some lights. Actually, we're going to put 7 to 9 lights, we think, on Finley View. That will be like your first, what I would call, kind of lit up street. And they will put them on their poles. Our cost will be zero, other than the $950 a month. And we'll put them on right at the corner here at their Ashton Eaton Boulevard. And I'm abbreviating that because I got tired of writing it AE. But they will put them there, and we'll put them every intersection all the way down to the mid-state and a couple in-between ones. So I think that'll be pretty neat, and you'll get a good feel for what a lighted street looks like. And so we'll, like you say, they'll charge us for the light, but they give us a $1,250 credit. And since it's just the arm light and it goes on their own pole, he figures that will probably cover it.
Oh, wow.
So we won't have to put out anything. So it was just a great discussion with all of them, and mm-hmm. Scott was with me, and okay. So yeah. I think there's a lot of good public work stuff. You saw us out.
Right.
Mister.
I saw you out walking around.
Yep. And Vic Russell brought me down the plans on, I sent that to you guys today, on that little section of the planned community, the new neighborhood,
the
part that he owns. And we're going to get a couple lights at the entrances to Crescent Creek, and Mid-State's going to do that. And again, I was thinking we'd have to spend a lot more. So we actually have those up in a couple months. They should all. We should get these all up.
We need to be seeing something get done.
Yeah.
So, okay. Council comments? Mayor's comments. Well, I had something, now I can't remember.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I know. Every time we get into a meeting or get into something, and we've heard it right here tonight, is about TRT. I talked to two people. One was Alana of COVA, Central Oregon Visitors Association, and I talked to Tammy Bainey, County Commissioner. And they are both willing to come down to a work session or any kind of session we want and give us a good overview of Oregon law on how TRT funds can be spent. And I mean, just for public knowledge or for the knowledge, I mean, we've all got ideas about, well, you can do this. And somebody said, no, you can't do that. And I think it would be just beneficial. It's a free presentation. They've got people on their staff who are experts in Oregon TRT use. I think it'd be great for the council to hear it. And I would like to have a general consensus that I could, you know, as the mayor, go talk to these two and set it up.
Well, you just tell me, not
okay.
Do it.
Okay.
But it needs to be in the fall when they're done with their tourism season and our budget's done, and then I think you want to do it in October, November, and when it's darker out, you can sit around and people's minds aren't wandering around. Right now, they're in their peak of their tourist season. And you're, again, we're trying to, our time needs to be spent on these projects that we have going.
Okay.
But because I think it's just, it's an educational piece.
Yeah.
For, and I think it would be good to have, you know, folks to come in and talk. You're right about the TRT, it's always a discussion.
Well, that's really what I, what my whole thought was, is at some point in time,
yeah,
we make it a general consensus that we bring somebody in.
We want to invite the chamber down. And
absolutely,
there,
absolutely.
So that they're...
Everybody that wants to come.
Yeah.
Pizza.
You know.
And last comment is, surely, as a city, we can have, on these nights when we need snacks, or these days when we need snacks, we can have something besides pizza.
Like what?
How about sliders? They're great little sandwiches. You get them at the same place you get the pizzas.
Yeah, that's,
you know. I mean,
I thought you were going to say oysters or something.
No, well, they're little, those little bitty sandwiches.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not a big pizza fan.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and I agree. It's kind of like all the spaghetti feeds lately.
I like spaghetti.
Patty will find different things for their...
Well, we don't have a credit card anymore anyway, so we can't...
That's one of our troubles.
So we'll have to get it from across the street.
Yeah, but they make sliders.
Yeah, they do. They
yeah,
have
sure
they
do. We've had it. End of yeah. Mayor's comments. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.
We'll see everyone next Wednesday.
I will say,
same time, same
I will, I should have said it on the record, there. But I totally agree with that.